save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast is a Friday. We got Friday listening stuff happening. It was just a good show.
Was, so just tune in.
Yeah.
Wait,
tune in, then untune in, then tune in again. Just get our download rating up a bit for podcast.
No, they take those as unique listens.
Mate, the podcast ratings is a rort. We need it. It is. Trust me. It is. So
is it?
In, out,
say
up,
that.
Down.
We're going really well.
No, it is a rort.
We are going well. They're unique people listening to that podcast. So you can't tune in and then tune out and tune in again. It doesn't count it.
Well, we need more. We need interviews to go up separately. We need to split our podcast into multiple
what
options.
What happens if you...
Because they go under one umbrella.
All right, what you need to
true.
Do.
Yes,
right?
So it's the end.
Get all your laptops out and your phones out. Whether you've got one or two. Right? Everyone's probably got a laptop and a phone.
Yeah.
Download them both.
Yeah.
And then you get that.
Yeah, and like, just seriously, just keep doing it because I actually don't give a shit.
Just have a listen if you want to.
Enjoy the podcast. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
How are you guys?
I love that Pete has had, was it Monday? It was Monday when he packed the sads and then got his way at work.
Yeah.
We come in here this morning right now.
No. I cracked the sads last week.
Yeah, but you got a reward this on Monday. You got treated differently to everyone else in the building. Now he thinks he's actually like one out in charge of everything. I've got this, Jules. I've got this. You don't know. I've got this segment. Please, don't you interject.
What would you like to talk about this
you
morning?
You asked if we could bring anything to talk about before we get into open.
But then Jules announced that she had something to everyone.
I had my headphones on. What have you got? What have you got? Go on.
Choose not to hear me. No. The thing is, let's preface it here, because at the top of every hour, instead of us just getting on going, hey, how you going? What did you get up to last
Which is
night?
The way I like to do it.
I know you like to do it. I like to talk about something, whether it's something that's trending on
bring
Facebook
something.
Or something that's happening locally, you know, to give someone a reason to call us and talk to us about something.
Yep, which is good for open lines.
What did you want to talk about this morning?
Well, a big storm on Sunday. It's 10 years this year since the great hailstorm of 2010.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. I still see cars like just riddled with hailstone dents.
Well, that's what I want to ask. I want to ask on 131060, are you still driving around in your golf ball car? Hailstorms from the great 2010. Because apparently this Sunday is going to be an absolute blaster.
It is.
I've seen some cars and I've just got, why didn't you just write that off?
Have you ever had one busted up?
No,
mine
I
got
haven't.
This Did is it? Christmas Day, nearly 10 years ago, it wouldn't really been. Brand spanking new car.
What was it?
Subaru Tribeca. Yeah. So like the big four-wheel drive Subaru.
Nice.
And we were sitting, it was hot, it was humid, and a big hail ball went straight through an outdoor patio, like through the roof.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what was that? Cry, thinking someone had blasted a golf ball on Christmas Day. And then they just started falling from the sky.
How big were they?
Your fist.
Wow.
Yeah, fist size. My car, window's gone.
Wow.
It was absolutely smashed, but it was a brand new car. So a lot of cars that aren't brand new, they go, oh, look, let's just write it off and pay them out. Whereas mine was new, so the cost was $60,000 or something.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we've got to repair this one. So I had no car for like a month while they...
Replaced everything on it.
Took everything off. And apparently the most important part they were saying is... not like the bells, like the top of your car. There's like a part of your frame that's around the doors is the hard part to replace.
Right.
And mine was okay or something. So that was the only reason why they didn't write it off.
All right.
Yeah. So I got my cousin, her car got decimated, but only cosmetically, not to the point where, but enough for them to write it off, but it was mechanically sound. So they gave her the cash.
Yeah.
And yet, to this day, she's still driving around in her hail peppered car. Yeah.
Well, don't you have to give it handed in?
Not to my knowledge back in the day, but it was one of those things where that many cars were damaged across the Perth metro area because of this storm.
Wait,
I remember
John Hughes
lost his mind because all of his over there across the Causeway. Shepparton Road, Victoria Park.
Yeah.
All of his cars out there got absolutely...
That's what I was going to say, the car yards?
He lost his mind. The poor bugger has found 5,000 cars out there that all got smashed up.
Yeah.
Imagine going to bed that night going, Truth, what do you do now? John Hughes.
Insurance?
In saying that though, was there a lot of like cars going for cheap? Like people just trying to sell
their
cars?
Well, they wipe them,
I wonder how cheap people got their cars.
I still laugh so much at the stories of people missed out on their hail damaged cars and went for the insurance job by putting a golf ball in a sock.
Are you
and
joking?
And banging it. But they got done because the golf ball, you know, the golf ball's got tiny little micro.
Yeah, it's a little divot. What are they called?
Like little divot.
They're called
things,
something. Whatever the name, are. But anyway, yeah.
You could see them, the indent on the dent into the car.
So you could tell it wasn't
there
hail.
There was like tiny, yeah, you could tell it wasn't, because it was tiny little like micro shapes on the actual dent.
Oh, give us a call if you're still driving around in your hail damaged car from 10 years ago.
Ah, so you're on board.
Yeah, great. I like so, it.
There you go.
I tell you what, I did want to talk about the prawns that are getting sold in a couple of supermarkets at the moment. It's dividing
Damn.
Australia. But don't worry about that. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Mate, we're imported prawns and seafood from China. Bugger.
What, we're importing prawns, importing them.
Yeah, it happens.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, that's not the biggest issue though.
Sorry.
But we're not going to get into it because we're talking about weather. We're doing weather chats.
13, 10, 60. Should you call us? Absolutely.
On Hit 92.9.
Let's talk about, let's do weather chat.
Hi, Trace.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Now, was your car hail damaged, or are you still driving around in one?
I'm still driving around in it, and we actually bought it hail damaged.
Oh,
what was the
okay.
discount, Trace?
Well, I bought a $25,000 car for $10,000.
There you go.
Was it badly damaged in the hailstorm?
It's pretty bad because my son-in-law still says to me, any day you want to get rid of your golf ball car, I'll have it.
Wait, what kind of car is it?
The Toyota Corolla.
Right.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah.
I mean, what else you wanted to add up to that?
No,
you asked what type of car.
No, sorry. I just thought we were going to, I thought she was just going to say like a Mercedes something and that like, yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
There
are a few of those floating around for a lot cheaper as well. But you're not getting a brand new Mercedes
grand.
For $25,000
yeah, no, oh, I get. Oh, look, there was a Mercedes and it was getting sold for 10 grand. I still wouldn't buy it if it was hail damaged. No way.
What?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Wouldn't way.
You? Oh, man, I would.
I'd buy a Toyota Corolla hail damaged. I'd buy a Holden damaged, but
not a.
Don't give me a Mercedes. Don't try it. You're a reacher. You're the greatest reacher of all time if you're doing that.
Man, not a problem. Hey, Craig.
He's caught up in the storm already.
What's your story about the hailstorm, mate?
So, yeah, 10 years ago I was driving home from work and got stuck in that hailstorm.
Yeah.
Claimed the car on insurance, and I think the market value was about 10 grand. So they said there was about $6,000 worth of damage. So if I wanted to, I could buy the car back for 4 grand and then pocket 6 grand. So,
yeah, right. You know, is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what I did. So, and then I kept the car for probably another 3 or 4 years and then sold it for about 4 grand. So,
you beauty.
You're winning.
Not bad, eh?
So
bad
you hand all. Over 4 to them, they give you 6 back. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the car's then yours, and then you unsell it.
That's right. So the only thing I couldn't then do is insure it with the same insurance company again because it was a written-off car.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Where you said you got stuck in that hailstorm, mate. Whereabouts in Perth were you stuck?
I was driving home from Balcatta heading to Butler. So I was on about, in Balcatta pretty much.
Were you scared when it was going on?
Not really. It didn't really last overly long. Wouldn't have even been a minute that I was stuck in it.
Yeah,
I remember it was quick. I was on Graham Farmer Freeway heading into, it was the afternoon, it must have been about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, heading into work, heading into here actually, upstairs, and was on Graham Farmer just before where the stadium is now.
And everyone hides under the bridges.
Yeah, but like the lightning bolts were dropping around you on the freeway, like just meters away from you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was right over the... No, it was. Don't care. I'm not embellishing.
Come on, mate.
I'm not embellishing.
We gave you the opportunity to tell your story.
I'm not embellishing.
Now all of a sudden you're getting zapped by lightning on the way to work. Come on.
Get stuck.
Come on. I mean, we gave you a bit of poetic license, but now you're getting zapped by lightning on the way. Catching lightning bolts on the way in.
That's what happened.
How many touch ground?
Sorry?
Everywhere, just next to him.
How many touch ground?
Right next to me. I could reach out and touch it.
You can touch, mate. They're right there.
In fact, I did reach out and touch it.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Gosnell's house went up in flames overnight. The family is perfectly fine, but it all started with a candle. We're going to come back and talk about that after 6:30.
Was that what I was just looking at on the Today Show?
Maybe.
Is that the house that was in flames? Okay. Now,
possibly.
Now it makes sense. It looked a little bit like you.
What do you mean it looked a little bit like
me? The guy.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
The guy looks a little bit like you.
Yeah.
The guy who owns the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy, okay, yep.
With a few more kilos packed on, I reckon I'd get there.
Yeah, okay.
I thought there was a resemblance. If you said it was my brother's house, I would have been like, yeah, okay, I see it.
It was my brother's house.
It was not.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Don't put that out there.
Guys.
You've had a bad start.
You know what it is? What happened yesterday?
Yeah, it is.
You challenged him to what?
Well,
to the thing he loves the most.
No, hang on.
I sit here and we talk about gaming. Mm. I don't do gaming, Jules. Do you do gaming?
Mm-mm.
But I look at it and go, it can't be that hard.
No,
I'm sure I can do it.
And, you know, remember what happened last year in Japan, right?
You bashed him.
We're in Gaming Central. We thought we'll just take on Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
Most basic game.
You beat him once and you can say, oh, Jules got a bit lucky.
No, I beat him three times.
Three times, mate. That ain't luck. That's just a better Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, no, we're talking. So yesterday, remember I was talking about in Happy as Jerry, the KSI.
KSI, who was watching the AFL
and commentating.
And then I just shot my mouth off and said I could beat you at gaming, Pete. Mm. That's easy. Mm. It's easy stuff.
You've beat me once. And you said yesterday I was a best of three. We're on a best of three.
All right, well, we'll find a couple of minutes somewhere in the show. And I'm going to
do it again. So we played FIFA yesterday. This is what happened.
This morning, Xavier challenged me to a game of FIFA.
I'd beat you at FIFA.
You wouldn't beat me at FIFA.
Can we get a PlayStation in here to play FIFA?
Stage is set. We're ready to go.
How confident are you?
Pretty confident. Oh, Papa!
Just keep out of bounds, you're nothing. Imagine I beat you at FIFA.
Go on, get in there!
Be big and strong. That's who I am.
Oh, you push me off the ball,
mate. Work out more.
You push me off the ball.
Get stronger. Well, I'm not a gamer. I reckon I've just played better skill, to be honest.
Really?
You guys haven't even scored a point. How long have you been playing for?
It's a goal, not a point.
Oh!
The men have just separated themselves from the boys.
The pressure. Papa Bear! Mate, you just booted into your own goal.
Thanks, Pep.
Well done.
Videos on our Instagram.
I scored all the goals.
He scored three goals.
And one for you.
One for me included.
Yeah.
I was having an off day yesterday. I had a rough day yesterday.
He was a bit cocky. Pete was like, a bit disrespectful. I could feel it. You know,
disrespectful?
I don't see Pep being
like that at all.
Thanks, Jules.
When the game started, he was just kicking it backwards all the time. And
I was holding possession.
You haven't touched it, mate. You haven't touched it.
And I was holding possession.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. I haven't played FIFA in years.
That's another thing I put on the board is I'm a better gamer than you.
Oh, mate. No.
Can I just sit back?
No way.
Can I just sit back and just watch this happen?
Why don't you give him
a game at Destiny?
No, because Destiny you don't play. Oh, no, we could play Crucible.
Story mode or something. Nah, too long.
Story mode. No, you know, mate.
I've got kids, Jules.
Pete's got two.
I got two.
5 minutes FIFA. Five minutes on FIFA.
You guys are playing for like 20 minutes yesterday.
I did say best of three.
So we'll go again.
We'll go again.
Oh, I hope I don't have to stick around for that.
No, you don't have to. It's
boring.
Support us.
On Hit 92.9.
Did you guys see the house fire in Gosnells overnight?
No. Well, I think I did, which was on the Today Show just before. I think that was the interview I was looking at.
The local news of the Today Show. So a Gosnells house fire.
Yeah.
And it started by a candle.
Jeez.
The family's okay.
Yeah, thank goodness.
They're fine, thank goodness.
Insured?
I'm not sure. Don't know about the ins and outs because it's really fresh, but it literally just happened overnight. Fireys got there.
Where do fireys get their water from?
That's a great question, but it's not the question we're asking now.
I know that, but like fireys, where do they get their water from to put out a house fire?
Let's not,
I'm pretty sure that most, there's Oh, producers just called through. We'll get a fiery on for Monday.
It's intrigued me, hasn't it? And the conversation of fireys again.
I think most of them have. There's fire hydrants near the places.
There is.
There's reservoirs near
the middle of the road.
And all that sort of stuff.
There's nothing near my joint.
But 13 10 60, I want to ask this morning, what damage have you done with a candle? Because we're in that,
Do you light candles at home?
Liz does.
Yeah. Yeah. You would, Jules, for sure.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Mate, remember when I was in isolation and I told you guys that I accidentally lit that diffuser with the little sticks hanging out the top?
That's right.
I put the candle too close and it lit up. It was like a bloody, like a torch.
Yeah. It goes up, mate.
And yeah.
Mm. I had a friend of mine years ago at a house in Hillary's, and it was years after that I saw her. I was like, oh, what's been happening? You know, said, oh, not much. Like anything crazy happened in the last few years. Yeah, burnt my house down. Okay,
yeah, right.
How'd that happen? Lit a candle and didn't realize it was so close to the curtain. Curtain got it.
Ooh. Yeah.
And was taking a nap at the time.
Oh.
Yeah. And woke to the curtain and that side of the room on fire.
Oh, what, the smoke alarm did it?
And the smoke alarm didn't get it. Just, I don't know what happened with the smoke alarm. But just woke up, happened to wake up at the right time, and then ran out of the house, grabbed the phone, called it, and then before they knew it, the whole place was up.
Gone.
Yeah,
shivers. Gone.
We can't have candles at home. Anything scented gives me a headache.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Get them out. Get them off.
One of my school friends did the same thing as your mate, but burnt the whole front of her house down.
Man.
She lived over like a block away from me. And I remember being out on the balcony because we were living in like this apartment on the other side. And I just remember seeing smoke and I was like, gosh, that looks like Alyssa's house. I was like, it just looked that, you know, because I could always see a roof. Anyway, I just thought I'd go for a walk. Yep, fair enough.
It's
her house. She'd literally, just burnt the front of the house down with a candle. Candle fell over.
Candles.
On the carpet.
Have you ever done a candlelit dinner?
Yes.
No, yeah, I have.
With the stick thin candles?
Not with the stick thin candles on a candelabra, no.
Have you?
No.
Then why are you bringing that up?
Why are you bringing up all sorts of random stuff that have nothing to do with the topic?
Candles.
My phone has never getting any calls.
10, 60.
That's the reason why I'd have candles in my house, would be for a candlelit dinner.
That's
it
great.
Makes plenty of sense.
That's
why?
Great.
It gives you a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't do any of it. So I'm never going to burn my house down with candles. I don't have candles.
You know, you can get unscented candles.
You can. You just get those, you know, like those little ones where you put them in church.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
Yeah. Did you used to go to church
and put your candle?
Did you used to have to light a candle at church for your sins or something?
What?
Yeah.
Your sins.
But there's like the candles, there's a candle rack.
And you're like confirmation or something.
Yeah, there's like a candle, the candle rack, and they used to fall, and we used to think they're going to light the whole joint up.
Yeah.
Probably wish it did.
Oh!
Anyway, let me bring it back to what it was that I wanted to talk about after going on tangents for the past 3.5 minutes. 13 10 60. What damage have you done with a candle?
Candles, mate. I can't help it. I don't use them.
Candles. They'll get you.
You got callers coming. Look at them come, mate.
Yeah, just, you know what? Believe it or not, somebody wants to actually talk about
where the water comes from.
On Hit 92.9.
Where does the water come from for fireys? Love to hear from you this morning.
No.
We're talking about candles.
Candles
are we? Because we've got a caller about where the water comes from.
See
so
what
thanks,
you've done
thanks,
here.
Mate. Thanks.
So I randomly threw out there, where does the water come from? Because we're talking about fires. We're talking about fires from a candle. And I was like, well, I wonder where the water comes from. When the fire burns down, which is what you're talking about, was the fire overnight in Gosnells.
Overnight, Gosnells property, bang, burnt to the ground. Turns out it was a candle.
Yeah.
Happens a lot more than what you think.
Well, 13 10 60 is the number. If you've had an issue with a candle, please call in.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
Good, mate. Thanks for calling through. Where does the water come from?
Mate, Jules Zondert. It comes from the mains water supply, mate. So basically, the water you drink is the water we use to put out fires.
So how do you get it, though, into your truck?
Very simple, mate. So there's an underground hydrant near your driveway. It's about every 150 metres. There's a H painted on the actual road.
Yep.
So when the fires are driving up, they can see the white H, and the pump will park very close to that.
Yeah. See, most people, if you're not looking for it, you won't see it. Obviously, the fireys exactly know what they're looking for. But
150 metres is a long way. So what it's like a service station is you go fill up your truck, then drive up to the fire or something?
No. You park. So the pump driver, when he gets close to the address, will look for that H.
Yeah.
He'll try and park reasonably close. Then he jumps out, turns on the pump, and there's about 3,500 litres of water in that pump. So it's about 10 minutes of water supply before the pump has to run around, get some hoses, roll them out, open the lid, put a hydrant in there, and get water back into the pump. there you go.
So there you go. And you say, so Tony, at the beginning of this chat, you said we. So you're a fiery, are you?
Yep, ex-fiery mate from Murdoch Fire Station.
Oh,
Perth.
Beautiful.
Yep, yep. So,
Are you sorry?
Zave's just looking out the window.
He's looking out over Roberts Road to see if he can find a little thing with an H on it.
So you're looking for a big H, white H, or they sometimes put blue reflective things on the road. So when
you're looking at your lights, you'll
see them miles away.
I'm glad that you mentioned the blue lights because that's the reason why I know, because where I grew up, so what used to happen, the kids over the next street used to come over into our street and they used to this guy smashed all the blue reflectors with a bowling ball or something like that. So they had to keep up. Yeah, it was a pain in the butt. And then that's how I found out what those blue reflectors were for.
Hey, Tony, thanks for calling through this morning, mate.
No worries at all. Have a good day.
Yeah, same
to
you.
They might have missed a spot in Roberts Road. I can't see a H.
Hey, Hayden.
It's H, by the way.
Mate, what happened with the fire, buddy? Is it not necessarily a candle? What happened?
Well, it was a bit unlucky. I was away on a fishing trip, so I can't give myself any credit. But
yep.
A light bulb blew and landed on the dog bed, and then lit the dog bed up and the wall unit.
Wow.
Jeez, you've got to be unlucky, don't you?
Yeah. It wasn't so much flame damage, it was more smoke damage, but yeah, still the wife and the kids had to move out for a couple of weeks.
Jesus. Bloody fishing trips. My dad, so the Midland Military Markets, Hayden, I don't know if you're Perth born and bred, do you remember the Military Markets?
I don't, mate.
No. So out Midland Way, that's where we had one of our fish shops, and that burnt down, I think it was back in 2000, like Anzac Day week, 2006, 2007. Dad was on a fishing trip that week that it happened. Yeah.
Good, and then the mess was cleaned up. When I got home, it was like it never happened.
Hey, told the story.
Can you remember? You remember the fishing trip? Did they bite that weekend or what?
Oh, they did, mate. It was in Exmouth. Kilos of fillet we brought back.
Oh, there you go,
mate. That's beautiful.
Do you remember our very own Damien Martin? Was driving home from a game last year.
What happened?
And there was a fire, and he pulled in and
saved someone.
Climbed into a two-story building. Carried the person out who was in bed on his shoulder.
As if.
No, he
what?
Did.
No, yes. I mean, no. I wouldn't put it past Damo to do this. I mean, he would do something like
that. He did.
But this is unbelievable.
Hero stuff.
Yeah.
Because the night that he did it,
he
shot the game winner three-pointer as well. Something. So he'd won the game for Perth.
Yeah.
Then was driving home, spotted a fire.
Yeah.
Went in and rescued someone who I believe might have been unconscious. Like
what?
And carried him out on his shoulder.
No way.
And when we tried to chase him to talk to him, this is the sort of bloke he is, to talk to him about it, and he said, look, I appreciate it, but I'm not talking about it.
He was in. He came in.
Yeah, but he didn't want to talk about it, remember? Because he was like, that's the humble guy that he is. He didn't want to brag.
That is Damo. Yeah.
So that version of events that I just told is not correct, but that's what I said on air, and then the news outlets went with it. He knocked on a door and said, hey, mate, your house is on fire.
On Hit 92.9. Can I just say I'm so glad you said something because I've been staring at it all morning.
So you know when you're with a friend or you're with someone, right, and you notice that there's something on their face?
Yeah.
Like whether it be food, snot, whatever. Do you tell them or don't you?
It depends how good a friend they are. So like if they're a really good friend and I feel very comfortable with them, I will tell them. Oh, you got something in your teeth
regardless.
Or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Regardless.
Now, the thing is, we've been sitting here for, almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
Zave has, it was like a thread from his jumper that was like stuck to the side of his neck.
Yeah, like in the hairs.
Stuck in the hairs. Now, I've only just told you because it's the first time that I've looked at you off air. If that makes any, looked at you and gone, oh, mate, get that thing off your neck.
And
because we've been on air and I can't say.
Why wouldn't you just say it?
There's a thread on you. Because then I'm spending a minute.
I would have gone, hey, mate, that thread's giving me the irrits. Take it. And I said, no worries, Jules.
No, it wasn't irritating me. I was only, it was irritating you, to be honest.
No, I couldn't feel it.
And now it's on your face.
It's funny because that's the deal with most people when they got something on them. It's never irritating them. It's irritating everybody.
Oh, don't you start. I'll chew with my mouth full.
Anyway, let's get into Happy as Jerry.
Oh, let's do that.
Now, these are those stories that I come across, and I just thought I'd share with you on air, just with everything else that's going on in the world. Yeah. And a positivity. Now, X, you've already heard this story. You've already seen this story.
Three weeks ago.
Say, it was not. It was a couple of days ago, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Pep, I've got a good news story for you this
can't
morning.
Wait. Tell
okay.
me.
Sorry, there's it was on I found this on Instagram, right? And what?
It's a good story.
No, what?
No, what when you say I found it on Instagram, yeah. I was like, yes, yeah, so do I.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I wonder if it's the same website.
I think it could be.
Same page. Anyway, found this on Instagram, and it's about this guy who's a FedEx delivery worker, right? And he's what?
Yeah, no, I've seen this story.
Play the audio. Play the audio.
So I'm doing my delivery route today, and I see this little kid chasing my truck, trying to flag me down, and he goes, hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk? I was like, yeah, I know who he is. He goes, can you mail this to him? Tell him it's from Cooper. His mom comes outside and kind of winks and was like, yeah, make sure you get it to Tony Hawk. Obviously, I can't mail this to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address. But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan. Maybe you can give him a shout out. And the next time I drive by his house, I'll show him the video. And it'll probably make his whole life.
Now, how beautiful is
amazing.
That, right?
That is beautiful. I mean,
oh, but you would not believe what has happened next.
But how many times do you reckon as a kid, like, you're doing something and your parents behind your back are giving someone a wink? You know, like, yeah, just go throw it in the bin. Just pretend that you're giving it to Tony Hawk or whatever.
Yeah,
but
he
could have easily just thrown it in the bin.
And not worried about it. Because it was a very old, for those that haven't seen the video, it's a very old skateboard deck, right?
Yeah.
No wheels on it.
Even
it's
the
all,
grip stuff starting to come off.
But he wrote his name on it and he wrote Tony Hawk's name on it. And then, I know you guys are going to be shook over this. This happened.
Hey, Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk. And I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already. And as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard, this one right here that I'm riding. All right? Thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime.
That is
how
the best.
How awesome is that?
Famous celebrities, they must do stuff like that all the time. And it's it's so good to see one like on camera.
Yeah.
You know, they must get DMs and go, yeah, send someone here. But you could see he actually meant something to him.
I'm going to send something to Cardi B.
Are you?
I'm going to see if I get a response.
What would you send? Wasabi piece.
What about one of your
nothing
Cardi B?
Because you know they might be like, oh, I'm not
that. What about your Cardi B t-shirt? Like in exchange for something, then maybe she could come back with one of her like sparkly.
But what's she going to do with a Cardi B shirt? It's her.
Well, what was Tony Hawk going to do with an old skateboard?
I wonder if I send her a shirt if she would sign it.
Well, I reckon that happened a fair bit though. Got to be a bit more unique than that.
T-Tail.
No, because my name's spelled wrong on it. Anyway, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to find something over the weekend.
Yeah.
Find something you need. Send it through. And then.
Yeah.
We're going to see how long it takes to get a response.
Okay.
Yeah, we might be here for a while.
Yeah. I've got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Where am I going? Are you getting rid of me?
No, mate. Never. Ever. You're my mate. I'm living vicariously through you these days. I just told you that.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
The incredible true stories of survival
by those who lived them.
This is I Shouldn't Be Alive.
I Shouldn't Be Alive, guys. It's a segment we run occasionally with guests who have gone through hardships.
Yes.
Well, I'm running it again today for myself. I'm lucky
to
be here.
What happened?
This better be good because the last one we had was the other day. It was Wednesday with Sabine, who actually flew into a cliff and woke up halfway down the cliff with just about everything in her body broken. So that's what we mean when we play I Shouldn't Be Alive. So what did you do? Because you're here perfectly healthy.
I'm not perfectly healthy. I've got a grazed knee. I fell off my bike yesterday.
Oh, no.
I tumbled off my bike.
Hang on, I've got something for this.
So I'm riding my bike a little bit more these days, just a little 20K-er. That's where I
cap it. Is that because you see me riding my bike now, so it's kind of just giving you...
Do you want to know why, really?
Why?
If coronavirus comes to Perth, I want to be a fighting chance at the moment. At the moment, mate, coronavirus, like one little thing, I'm gone. I'm that unfit at the moment. So I am just trying to get the heart rate up and get a bit of fresh blood flowing through
in
the
your
system.
Lungs?
Yeah, just trying to sharpen up the pressure.
His lungs are like, what's this?
Yeah.
Oxygen? What?
We lost Dave. He didn't pass because of coronavirus. It was actually exercise that got him in the end. I was riding my bike yesterday. So I rode from Double View, where I live.
Yeah.
Downhill towards UWA sports fields.
Yeah.
Great setup there. So that was my plan. And then I was going to do when I got there, because the other day I went for a run and pinged both my calves.
Yeah.
Feeling a bit better. I was going to try and do a couple of jogs, like just a little 80 meter jog.
Jog.
So soccer field, soccer goal to soccer goal, walk back, you know, do 10 of them or whatever. And for some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to get off the road.
Yeah.
And ride my bike down the grass embankment
yeah.
and park my bike at the start line. Right. When I could have easily just got off on the road and just left it there and walked down the hill and started doing my jogs.
Yeah.
And I was going a little bit quick. And the bollards that stop the cars from going on the grass is there for a reason. Also probably not for bikes either.
Yeah.
So I went through and I just hit the bollard. Yeah, I just hit the bollard.
Well, you didn't see it.
Well, I just didn't steer properly.
Are these now?
Oh, I find bikes hard to ride sometimes.
What do you mean?
I'm not confident.
You mean like downhills towards bollards?
Yeah,
like
I'm just not competent. I don't know. I don't get it.
It
looks easy.
Yeah.
I think I ride in fear, and I know I was getting off the road, but I always have that fear a car's going to get me. And so I don't know. And then I ride a little bit erratically to try and protect myself. And it's sort of like a flow-on effect of protecting myself actually makes me a little bit more reckless.
No, I'm the same. Yeah.
You're that person that drivers talk about when they say there's cyclists that are all over the road.
Well, but not deliberately. I try and tuck right in. And I get really nervous, actually, when I don't care how close a car gets to me overtaking me. I get nervous when a car won't overtake me and they sit up your clacker. You're like, mate.
Oh, my gosh.
I could drive a semi-trailer through there. Put your little Corolla through because I'm starting to get a bit nervy. Anyway, came a cropper yesterday.
As a driver, it's a bit like going around a bus.
So the 1 meter rule,
as well too.
Yeah. The 1 meter rule, Jules. Put your arm out. That's a meter. That's all the distance you need to leave.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I think there's a meter between me and a pole, and I've hit the pole too. So
there was clearly a meter yesterday, and over I went. But I don't have clip-ins.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, I fall off too often.
Yeah, so, I'm being nervous about
where. So I'm not going to use clip-ins. I'm just going to use the things that you stick your feet in.
So for those
that
don't know who the clip-ins, like, they're attached to your shoes.
Yeah, and you can't get out.
So you can't get out unless you kick out sideways.
Yes. So I don't have them, but it turns out the things I have are hard to get out of as well. Yeah. So I still toppled over yesterday with my feet stuck in the pedals. But I'm not the only one. I'm sort of taking the mickey a little bit. I fell off my bike. I'm fine. Mm. Little grazes.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60, how bad was your bike crash? People out there have had massive stacks. How bad was your crash? What did you break? Where were you? Did you get hit by a car?
I mean, this isn't that bad, but you know how I did the Mundubiddy? Like this time last year, actually, did the Mundubiddy, and I was just outside of Collie, and I had this massive downhill hill, and it was on pea gravel. I hit a table drain. I held on.
Gravel.
I was that scared. I held onto the bike and I just came down.
And landing on pea gravel is like that stuff gets stuck in
your
skin.
You know what's even worse? I was going to say, it was worse than that, getting it scrubbed out of your skin. I had to go to hospital, the ER and get it scrubbed out of my legs and out of my arms.
What about yesterday too? There was a security camera above me, so I want to try and get it. But when I stacked and there was no one really around, there was bugger all around, but there was a couple of greenskeepers, you know, mowing the lawns and stuff about 50 metres away.
Did they see it?
I don't know, but when you fall off and you hurt yourself, how quickly do you bounce up like nothing's happened? Like, man, I deliberately went over the handlebars with my feet caught
dust
and then smashed myself
off
and hit the pole. Like, I deliberately did that on entry onto the soccer fields. But 13, 10, 60, how bad was your bike crash?
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
I fell off my bike yesterday, just trying to get a little bit fitter and healthier at the moment. It's lasted a week. We'll see what happens if I keep going on with it. But I get on the bike, go for a ride. I fell off yesterday, trying to get down to where I was going to do a little run. Hit a bollard, over I went, couldn't get my feet out. But I'm joking, it wasn't bad. 13, 10, 60 though. How bad was your bike crash? Mine was a soft bike crash. Now, landing on grass and stuff, a little dirt. Like,
you grazed your knee.
Just give me a bit of Claret or something. But anyway, 13, 10, 60, how bad was your bike crash?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. What happened to your hubby?
He was in Adelaide following the tour down under. Yep. He does a fair bit of cycling. He's done a few turtles himself going up end. He was going down a hill at about 70 k's an hour and hit a slippery patch. And he's come off, slid down the road and connected with a signpost with his head.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and so he's cracked his helmet.
Yeah.
Cracked his bike. And I'm in Perth still at the time, not knowing what's going on. I get a little message from him going, I'm okay. I'm in hospital and but, a little photo yes. of head split open.
Shivers.
Did you say his head split open?
Oh, yeah.
So just that, like, helmet. Even through the helmet, that's how hard the impact was.
Imagine if he wasn't wearing the helmet.
Gee whiz.
Exactly. The helmet cracked, and yeah. it's like a $500 helmet. Yeah. So
they're
pretty, yeah, he's into his cycling. And, yeah, so now he's got a great big scar on his head. And
crazy.
But he's still cycling, though.
Yeah, good on you. Get on,
jeez,
back on the bike.
Jeez, he should have called us up for Scar Wars,
yes,
right?
Yes, he should have. What I do, like the helmets, you know where they weren't compulsory than they are? I heard on the radio that they're thinking about reducing, you don't have to wear a helmet.
Oh, really?
How crazy is it? Like,
yeah, it's nuts.
They are amazing change.
100%. Yeah. You never know what could happen.
No.
G'day, Joey.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Well, sort of the same scenario as the last person.
Yeah. Just
coming down back in the days on my 10 speed, coming down the hill. Mm-hmm. And a car was reversing out the drive.
Yeah.
Went straight into the back of it. Did it like a somersault over the boot.
Oh.
Landed on my feet.
What?
Mate, I couldn't, couldn't believe it.
That's just an awesome trick, man.
Then walked away.
Yeah. You just walk home then or what?
Like, damaged the bike and the car, of course. And
yeah.
But yeah, I was sweet.
Landed on your feet. Wow.
Landed on my feet, yeah.
Did you sort of dust yourself off, walk away with that look on your face like, I'm meant to do that?
Bit of the strut, walk off.
Yeah.
Well, I was like a teenager at the time. Yeah, I was like just freaking out. You know, like,
who pays for that?
I couldn't believe it. Sorry?
Who paid for the damage? Obviously, the driver.
Mum and dad.
Oh.
Oh, so you had to pay?
Yeah.
Did you have a helmet on?
But no.
No helmet when you land on your feet.
No, you don't need one, do you?
Just shoes.
On Hit 92.9.
Too early for a beer?
Never. No, it is. Sorry, I didn't realise I was in there.
Dave didn't realise he said that out loud.
Yeah. Time for a beer. We'll tell you what that means inside the next 10 minutes. But first...
Aight, you hunky boomers. It's time to get learnt on modern dating terminology with the hootie dampy scholar, Jules Jerry.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought that I would try and school you guys on all the modern day, you know, dating terminologies because you guys are out of the game. Been out of the game for a very, very long time.
I've still got a bit of game.
Don't bit of swag.
That. Yeah.
Bit of swagger.
Ew. Really? Ew. Is that what you call game?
Can you imagine me walking into a bar trying to put on a bit of game? Oh, you'd swear I had the plague. I'd move away.
Anyway, so every day this week I have been giving you guys some words, right? Three words each day and telling you about them. I'll let you guess what they're about.
Oh,
and then
I'll
give you the description of
it. I've been closest.
You actually have. Yeah, but I mean, that's just because you got the loudest voice. So you generally jump in front of Pep anyway. So I'm not saying that Pep didn't know.
You know, I agree with that.
So what I thought I would do today, don't sit back from the mic. What I thought I would do today is give you guys a dating quiz, a dating terminology quiz. Okay, are you here with me, X?
Pete will go first.
No,
oh, come on, you big sook.
No, it doesn't work like that. So I've got five questions here for you guys. All right, there are some multiple choice, some 50-50s as well too to help you out. Mm. And you both have to you have to buzz in with your name first, all right?
Oh, so we both don't get a go?
No. Okay. It's buzzing in with your name first.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
Am I allowed to or do I have to let the loudest?
Oh, my gosh. I knew you would run with that, did you? You reckon Pete's a sook. Mate, have a look at yourself.
No. There's one sook in here. We both know that. Let's be friends on our end.
Don't take that away from me.
Best of five, all right?
Yeah, go, mate.
Listen to me. All right. Okay. Question number one.
Yeah.
A word to describe an ex who has popped back into your life after a long period of time is called a what?
Submarine.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go with something else.
What were you going to say?
Bad luck.
Okay, question number two. If I said that I was roaching, what would I be doing?
Ooh.
No, that's the fire escape one. Roaching is like a cockroach. You just can't get rid of them. They'll never die. Your ex.
No. Incorrect.
Pete.
What? What do you think? If I said that I was roaching, what would I be doing?
They just pop up here, there, and everywhere. Like cockroaches.
That's
like you find them everywhere.
Get your little buzzer out. Okay, roaching is when a romantic partner hides the fact that they're dating around. So they're like, you know, like a critter in the kitchen. Okay. Hiding, right?
Little critter.
Jeez, you guys don't listen, spray. Do you? Okay, 50-50. If I was trying to find a bae in this current climate, sorry, you don't have, you haven't finished. I haven't finished.
No, let him answer. No, yeah, you go on. Let him answer.
Go.
Answer.
I thought the word was bae that you wanted to know the answer to. I thought it was bae. Like, I thought it was like a babe.
No.
Come on, answer.
It is babe, but that's not what I'm asking. That's
Write a better question.
What if I was trying to find a bae in this current climate?
Yep.
No, answer with what you want to say.
I would swipe right on every single person I could find.
Okay. The rest of the question was, would I be cuffing or uncuffing?
You would be uncuffing.
Cuffing.
No, it's cuffing.
100%
Well, mate, you've already said the
wrong answer. It's cuffing season right now. If you want to know what we're talking about, it's when, because it's getting cold.
Yeah.
People are trying to find the bays to lock down with for the winter season. Uncuffing.
Yes.
Uncuffing is when summer hits and they get rid of you because sun's out.
Bugger.
All right. Use slow fade in a sentence.
Yeah, got it.
All right.
Xavier.
Yep, save.
She was all over me like a rash. She was fully into me, but I wasn't so keen, so I'm slow fading her out.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you.
Good for you, mate. Good for you.
Oh, okay. And now this is the last one. This this is going to be the tiebreaker between you two. Mm-hmm. All right?
What are you doing?
Just getting myself ready.
It is a multiple choice, so make sure you wait. You make sure you wait until I finish giving you A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Okay? If I was accused of kitten fishing, what would I be doing? Wait, don't you jump in. A, looking to date someone younger. B, posting pictures of myself from 10 years ago.
Pete.
I said jump in, mate.
Rules.
I'm giving it to Zave.
You got to jump in early.
I'm giving it to Zave.
How come he got to jump in early before?
I said then.
She just made the rule then, and you've jumped in early, so I'll have a go.
B is posting pictures of yourself from 10 years ago, or C, fishing with a kitten.
Oh, what's that? His microphone's not working.
All right, Pep, what do you reckon?
Is it B?
I would have gone B, but also, Pete, you've got ink down the middle of your forehead.
No, don't.
Do I? Yeah. Oh, I do too.
So just before when you were telling me off for my strand that was annoying you, the ink down.
Did I get it right or what?
Yeah, you did get it right. No, Pete, you are the winner. Jeez. It's B.
Oh, B. It's B.
No, it is B. But he jumped in. Okay, all right, here's the tiebreaker then.
Tiebreak me, mate.
You can't tiebreak. I've got 2 points now.
But you jumped in when I told you that you had to wait until you.
Careful,
said A,
sook.
B, or C.
Careful,
no,
and the show will be about him on Monday.
I know. All right, here's the tiebreaker. What does it mean if you're fire-dooring?
Xavier. It is, it's like a fire escape. So potentially, the person there that's pretty keen on you is waiting in the fire escape. They can't get into you. But you can get into them. The door only opens one way, but the person hiding in the stairwell is always up for it.
Congratulations.
Bang.
You are the
great segment, Jules. Thank you.
Well, this is why I can't play games with you two. Ruin it every
time.
That
ran smoothly.
Because you won. You'd be carrying on. See, I know Pep's not going to carry on. See, we can move on.
No. I'm having my hour of power again on Monday.
On Hit 92.9.
Do you know how old mate here's got a little side project going, a little side hustle?
Do you?
I don't. No,
he does.
No,
he does.
What?
I got stressed out during the beginning of the pandemic and I made an expensive purchase.
Oh, yes.
The podcast
yes,
equipment.
I know what you're talking about now.
I shouldn't have bought it. But anyway, I was going to document the end of the world. That was my plan.
By Xavier Ellis.
How the world ended.
Oh.
On a podcast, and then I was going to throw it up in the universe.
To be honest, and if it was coming to the end of the world, I don't know if I'd want to hear your voice was the last voice I'd want to hear.
Now, I was walking.
Turns out everyone's alive, and now M's making me. M's like, you've spent thousands of dollars on this podcast, and use it.
Now, look,
I don't want to.
He didn't want to talk about this, but I'm going to bring it up because I actually think it's going to be pretty awesome to listen to.
What's it about?
Right?
It has to be about footy.
I don't
right?
know what it's about.
What do you mean?
No, we'll get to that in a moment. I was walking past Witters' studio, our audio guy, and I could hear X doing a voiceover. I ducked my head in. I was like, what's going on?
And you thought, what's he getting paid for that I'm not?
Right. I had to check in. Anyway, I've pulled some. Witters has given me some of the audio.
Shut up.
He's got a podcast. The podcast is called It's Time for a Beer.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, just chill out with your mate and have a beer.
Have a listen to. So, the whitest of white blokes, have a listen to his podcast intro.
I'm Xavier Ellis. I got Boost. I purchased the podcast machine. It's time for a beer. But firstly, let's hear from our sponsors. Thanks, sponsors.
Wait, you got no one sponsoring you at the moment.
Oh, there's plenty of room. investors are welcome.
So what's it about?
No, look, I'm just going to sit down with some mates or people who I've come across the last 15 years of my life.
Yeah.
And sit down and have a beer and just
Do they have to
chat.
Be famous?
No, but they'd have to be of interest to somebody.
True.
So I've done two. You haven't got the audio of these.
Yes,
two.
I do. And
I'm
going to play it too.
I've done Nick Nat already.
So the thing is, right,
You've done Nick Nat?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
Okay.
He doesn't want this stuff aired. I'm going to air a little bit because I actually think that, like, when you say, I'll just sit down with some mates, like, if I sit down with some mates, it's just like Tim from next door and nobody wants to hear us bang on about stuff. But when you sit down with mates, you sit down with the captain of the West Coast Eagles. And arguably the greatest ruckman of all time to play the game for the Eagles, Nick Nat. Now, this is a little bit of the one that you've got coming up that you're going to release with Luke Shuey.
I'm back in your man cave, and I haven't been invited back here for, let's say,
2 years,
2 or 3 years since I've been banned. Now, you've only ever cracked the shit at me once in your life. Only ever once. You're a pretty forgiving man. But there was a night you were playing interstate, and Danny and I made our way down here one night and sent some photos to enjoying some of the finer things that you may have saved up, and you didn't take it overly well, did you?
Well, I've actually got – it's sitting up there behind me, the empty bottle of 1990 Grange that you help yourselves to. So.
See, that's not weird. The weird –
like, how much is it?
They're expensive. Yeah, they're expensive.
Okay.
But is it weird that I was just around my mate's wife place when he was interstate? It just dawned on me.
A little bit.
Oh, no, I think you and Danny are close.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Mates, that's it. The other one is Nick Nat. Now, there's going to be plenty of other episodes.
This is why you asked me if I could ask Nick Nat anything, what would I ask? And I was like, I'll just ask about his dating life.
Did you know I asked?
I'd ask,
I said, Jules wants to know if he's single.
You did?
What was his answer?
You'll have to listen.
Okay. But there is this as well.
Never forget my little nephew. I picked him up from school at the start of this year before round one. I had to do it. My sister was working and my brother-in-law was working. So school pickup is the worst thing. The whole school comes out and all these kids are yelling out like, Nick Nat, Nick Nat. And he wouldn't hold my hand. I've got a school policy. It's across the road. You've got to hold a guardian's hand. And he wouldn't hold my hand. He's like, no, boys don't hold boys. And the arrogance inside me was like, I whispered in his ear. I still regret it to this day. I laugh as I was like, listen here, you little shit. You know how many of your little mates were killed a whole Nick Nat since I held my hand?
I wasn't asking for myself either.
No, I know you were.
Do you know how many Juleses would kill to hold Nick Nat's hand? Now, listen, I'm rolling these out. I know you didn't want to, but I'm rolling these out because I actually think you're onto something.
No more.
And I want to hear more. The podcast is called It's Time for a Beer. Your first two episodes locked away. When are you releasing them?
Well,
I feel like we're interviewing X.
Yeah, I know. I know. It makes me feel...
Take it and run with it.
I don't know. Next week, some stage, I think.
Okay. Give us a day. Work to a day.
Yeah, I need it. Well,
how
I need
long
to get
are
approved.
They go
apparently,
for?
You've got to get approved or something.
Yeah, well, I've released a couple of potties. Mm. You've got to get them. iTunes has just got to sign off.
Takes
on
a week or something.
Yeah, around about that, right? So when did you get started on that? You haven't got started on it yet. So a couple of weeks, we'll keep you posted.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
In America, when they've got a sponsor for drinking, it means they've got a problem. In Australia, when we've got a sponsor for drinking, that means we've gone professional. That's the little...
Hailing from the mean streets of Adelaide to the comparatively less mean streets of Los Angeles, this is Amos Gill.
Morning, Amos.
Hey, morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Friday night at the Comedy Lounge, tonight 8:30 on Channel 9. Amos Gill will be there and it's hosted by one of our good mates and localist hypnotist Matt Hale as well. But it's good to chat to you. How's things going?
Well, mate, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just coming to terms with the fact that I don't know if you guys have started hobbies in the coronavirus or anything like that.
Drinking, is that a hobby?
That is one of my fine hobbies, but I did have that before the Rona. for me, it's just the realization that I will never learn guitar.
Yep.
I will never speak Italian. Before, I thought it was because I didn't have time, and now it's just I know I'm lazy and have no time.
Yeah, I came to that realization as well, actually.
There's no longer that excuse. If only I had time, I could do something. We've all had so much time, and I've done absolutely nothing with it.
I'm literally in bed. I'm looking around the room. I do see the guitar. I see Rode podcaster equipment that I spent about $2,000 on.
Oh! I did that. I got pissed and did that. Yeah.
That's what Zave's about to kick off his own podcast this weekend because he bought all this equipment in lockdown.
I swear to God, when the postie, like, he could see what it was, even he was like, mate, the world doesn't need a podcast.
Oh,
not another one.
I got it. I honestly got that Rode podcaster system to document the world ending. I was like, this is going to be great. Yeah. I'm going to be the one who's got stage by stage when the world ended, and now we're fine, and I've just got a lot of
gear
money there.
Now, Amos, the other day someone sent me a stand-up that you did, and it was attacking my all-time favourite girl, Cardi B.
American hip-hop is people who had nothing bragging about what they have now. Cardi B, perfect example. If you heard a new song, Money, she just goes, money, and then says what she can buy now that she has money. She goes, all my pyjamas is leather. Oh! All leather, that's the weirdest part of the song. She's just in the most unbreathable fabric. Night after night, just laying there. Look at me, I made it. Her next song's gonna be called Athletes. I mean,
what's your problem with Cardi B, Amos?
Well, first of all, Athletes. It's very funny.
Very good gear.
I'm not going to laugh. I did laugh. And even someone who is a massive, massive Cardi B fan.
Well, let's just reflect on that. You're bragging about how well you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Cardi.
You got diamonds?
Yeah. Yes.
Wicked. You've got private jets. We all like morning sex. It's a good thing. But the leather pajamas, can we just as a team break down why that would be good?
For the gram, taking photos before you jump in bed for the gram. You don't sleep in them. You just walk around the house. Once you had a shower, you know, you get dressed in your leather pajamas and then you take a photo, post it up on the gram,
and then
walk around
Peter
the house.
Back
and then, yeah, and then get into something comfier.
The premise of this is that she says she likes morning sex, but if you are sleeping in leather pajamas, it's unpleasant for the person who's having sex with you when they take the leather pajamas off in the morning.
Leather pajamas sound like the equivalent of buying podcast gear at this time.
Way worse.
Hey, Amos, you were born in Adelaide and went to Mercedes College in Adelaide, but then you came over to Perth.
Yeah, I went to Aquinas College.
Okay.
Ooh, rich boy. Sorry. Yeah.
What brought you over here?
Well, I graduated in 2008, and actually my first friend, this is for real, was one Nathan Fife.
Fife? Do you still get in contact?
I've actually messaged him a few times and...
got nothing?
Did no get back to me.
At all.
Left on red.
At all.
No, but this is my fault because he actually got onto me a couple of times. Like when he was just drafted, and I don't think I returned his call.
Right.
And then he won a Brownlow, and I was on the radio, and I was like, Fife, looking for an interview. It did not come through. When I went to Aquinas, he was the cox of the first eight. So he was like 4'5".
Yeah.
And he was like the sweetest guy from the country. And then when he got drafted, I was like, what the hell? That dude's like 6'6".
Just shut
He's
up.
He's a Greek god. Yeah. He was a lovely fella.
He looks good.
Call me back, Nathan. Call me back.
I know you're listening.
Mate, we're a radio station in Perth. He won't even call us back. So, hey, Amos, it's good to catch up with you, mate. You take care.
Thanks very much, gang. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, see ya.
On Hit 92.9.
Morning, Sierra.
Hey.
Hey, girl. All right, I've got four questions in front of me. $200, they're all worth $50 each, okay?
And they are so easy today.
Don't.
They better be.
Mate, I'll tell you, if you don't get 200...
I'm under pressure now.
Sierra, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Okay, I'm so bad at this. So
No. Just relax. It's right up your alley, I can tell.
All right.
Even if you get 50, babe, it's better than nothing, right?
Well,
yeah, exactly.
150.
Hey,
she's
definitely got there is an accomplishment.
That's exactly right.
Everyone's a winner.
Babe, I'm guaranteeing you're getting 50. All right. Question number one for $50. Finish the slogan. The burgers are better at...
Hungry Jack's.
Yes!
$50! Okay, question number two for 100. What is the song title of Eminem and Dido's hit single in the year 2000?
Oh, who? Eminem and who?
Stan.
And who?
I said the answer.
Worry.
You Zave, peanut.
Zave just gave you the answer. So you got $100.
Sorry, my clue was going to be I'm going home to watch something on. And I said.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry. Right. You threw me with the question at me.
All right, well, you've got 100, babe, so you're already up. Question number three for to make it 150. J.K. Rowling is famous for writing which series of books?
Harry Potter.
Oh, yes! Yeah, girl, 150. And to make it 200, in what city is LAX Airport located in?
Los Angeles.
Oh, mate.
200 bucks, babe.
Sweet, thank you so much.
No worries at all. There you go. X did say it was going to be easy.
Sorry, mate.
He even gave you an answer.
I'm in a good mood.
Put me under pressure for nothing.
Nah, mate, you were strong. It was good. Well done.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, Sierra.
On Hit 92.9.
Time to check in with our favourite lady before we go.
If you want to learn the cook chicken adobo, watch the YouTube. That's it, bye.
And Mama Jules is still with us. Good morning, Mama.
Hello, how are you?
Good,
hey,
how are
Mama
you?
Mama Jules, sorry I haven't spoken to you all week.
I know.
But I did ask you to call me on Monday.
Monday? I never know.
Yeah.
I sent you a text message. Zay's even seen the text messages.
Mum, I've seen the evidence. Jules asked you to call her when you were free. About the chicken.
Chicken adobo.
Well, I fixed you, didn't I?
No, you sent back some photos. It wasn't very helpful, Mum.
Oh, well, I said to her that you watched the YouTube and then she copied it there.
So I asked Mum, right, so chicken adobo is a Filipino dish.
I really wanted,
I was craving it. Yeah. So I was going to cook it on Monday and I sent a text message to Mum asking her to call me so that she can tell me whether it was chicken wings or chicken drumsticks.
Hang on a minute. When you come up here all the time, when you're here, you should watch me how to cook it. Say that she'll fall.
Show some interest in Mama and her cooking, Jules. Don't just
be
eating
honest,
all the food.
Let's be honest, Mum. Let's be honest. Majority of times it's pork adobo, not chicken, right? You only bring out the chicken when we have friends over.
Doesn't matter, pork or chicken is still the same.
Same, mate.
Same procedure.
Jules has got a box sitting in the studio.
Mum, I bought you a present.
No. Mum, Jules has got $500 shoes in the studio from Guess.
Oh, really?
Yes, $500 she spent on shoes.
Jeez, you
cannot even buy me anything for Mother's Day. She can buy herself a shoes for $500.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, my mum, you know, your birthday's coming up next week. I know you know that, but the birthday and Mother's Day present is combined.
Is it?
It is now.
Mum, she hasn't got it yet. She hasn't even got an idea yet.
Person.
Now you've got a lot more that you can actually spend through Jules. What would you like, Mama? What would you like?
Oh, well, I want a surprise.
A surprise?
A surprise? Well, yeah. I think so far the surprise is you're not getting anything.
Hey, Mama.
Mama, I want you to choose between two things because I'm a little bit...
Gucci or Tiffany?
No, handbag or a weekend away.
A weekend away. I cannot even fly to get there. How could I get it a weekend away?
I'm not saying over here. I'm just saying
somewhere in New South Wales.
Somewhere in New South Wales, Victoria.
I can't even get anywhere yet.
Why?
Mum, chill.
What? See, you wonder where I get my yelling from.
Chill. Mum. Just.
Yeah?
You just relax. We're just going to go.
I am relaxed.
You see how you're being a hothead. you know I love you.
Blah, 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 she said.
What are you doing today, Mama?
Looking after Nadia. She said blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Mm.
Is that the way your way of getting out of saying I love you back to Zave?
Mum, you know I love you.
And?
Mum, you must be breaking up in double. You know I love you.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I love you too.
I love you too.
Ah, yes, I got it.
All right, Mum.
Yes.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Mama. All right.
I will call her after the show too.
Will you?
But I'm not kidding you.
Won't get
every time I call, right, the conversation, it doesn't last any longer than
that's fine.
4 or 5 minutes.
If she wants to speak to you about something, if she wants to add anything, it goes a bit longer. But at least, you know, ring her and see.
I'll tell you what she does, though, when she's done with me on the phone. Mm. She puts it to FaceTime and hands me to my 2-year-old niece.
Yeah.
So then I just walked around the kitchen and the lounge room.
It's funny because that's what we do with our parents, with our kids.
Yeah, talk to Auntie Jules and then literally don't do it to us.
Yeah. Oh, just check in once in a while.
Don't, because I do all the time. once a week.
On a Friday at work in the studio.
Yeah.
Ring your mum.
Guys, it's been good. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, Sunday, big storm coming. So enjoy the day tomorrow because it'll be beautiful.
Power lines might be down.
Power lines might be down. Stay 8 metres away from those power lines.
If they do fall,
yep.
Call
13 13 51. Western Power. There you go.
Bye, y'all. Love yous. Have a great weekend.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.